Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Everybody, and welcome. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. I am Francis Schott, and I'm here with Mark Pascal. Together, we own Stage Left Restaurant and Catherine Lombardi Restaurant, both in downtown New Brunswick, New Jersey, and we are here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every weekday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon in the Central Jersey listening area, and you can also reach us throughout the world at restaurantguysradio.com. We're also podcasting through iTunes and all those cool podcasting sites, so check us out and have us email to your computer and look at the old shows. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Francis. How are you?
I'm doing great. We have a very interesting guest today, a bit of a departure for us. We have Ms. Jackie Naylor coming on the show later.
Spectacular jazz musician.
She is a tremendous jazz musician who I had the good fortune to see a number of times and to meet once or twice, and she often performs in venues having to do with food and wine. She'll perform at a club or a venue where people will, you know, you can order the chicken and see Jackie Naylor. It's really just, I view this restaurant radio show as an excuse to call up anyone I want to talk to and get them on the air. And so under the flimsiest of pretexts, we will have Jackie Naylor on the show, and she falls under the rubric of the finer things in life.
Well, in most restaurants, music is kind of an undertone of what's going on. It's kind of a background. And at some of these clubs and things that where Jackie plays, it is at the forefront.
Right, the food is in the background.
And the food is in the background, precisely.
But it's all about a place where people come together. You know, there are a lot of studies. I mean, corporations use music, and they do studies to figure out what's going to make you buy more.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of the opposite end of the spectrum of what we're talking about now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's just a recent study, and we talked about this once before, that people will tend to spend more in restaurants where they play classical music. And that's not just spend more in the type of restaurant that will play classical music, but if you play classical music or no music or pop music in the same restaurant, people will spend more in when you play classical music, and that's just fascinating.
I think that is incredible.
It's diabolical that somebody studied it.
It's
fascinating and diabolical. I can't believe somebody's studying those kinds of things.
Before we owned our own place, Mark and I worked in a bar, and they decided to liven things up a little bit, and I really respect this, but it went a little bit awry. They decided to hire a live musician. And I think it was New Year's Eve. Or no, maybe it was every Sunday night or something. I don't remember.
It was one day a week for a little while.
And they hired this kid. And they wanted a classical guitarist in the restaurant, which I love. It'd be great.
It was great. And he was actually pretty good.
And he auditioned, you know, and they had the 10-minute audition, and they hired him. And we were the bartenders, so we were there for the whole time. And he was supposed to play from, like, 7:30
to... He had, like, 4 or 5-hour sets.
Yeah. He had a 20-minute repertoire. And so it became apparent.
And especially when you have a 20-minute repertoire, and one of your songs is Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, the classicalized version of Stairway to Heaven.
Which is like 14 and a half minutes. So that meant every 5.5 minutes, you were going to hear Stairway to Heaven.
Again, one more time. So, our former employers, you know, that's what you get when you pay $75 to have somebody play classical guitar. But I'll tell you, I would have done it too. I would have made the same mistake because he played for 15 minutes. It was great.
Yep.
Of course, that was the whole thing right there again. Gonna take a break. Again. You know what? You can just take a long break.
I'm gonna have a soda. Then I'm gonna play Stairway to Heaven again.
We had some live music at Stage Left a number of times, and it didn't work out. We had some great musicians come, and for special events like New Year's Eve this year, we have a big band coming. A guy named, well, it's not a big band, but it's a 5-6-piece band.
It's fun.
Leslie Ford,
little jazz and swing and dancing.
Swing dancing. It's a lot of fun. But on a regular basis, we tried a few times. We used to have jazz on Sunday nights. We had a wonderful woman named Pat Tandy who would come down.
She was great.
She was awesome. But we tried a few other singers. And boy, when you mess up, you mess up. And people do not necessarily sound like their CD that they send you to audition.
Well, actually, and some of the time,
man.
You know, Pat would send a friend, or you know, she would not be able to show up and send somebody in. And every once in a while, you'd get somebody. And if you're in a restaurant and you're listening to a clunker
Oh, man. Pay the check and get out.
There's no escape.
No, there's escape.
Is my chicken coming soon? Please, please bring me.
What I thought was...
Steak, you know what? I said medium. Could you make that rare?
Just get in here. Because you're incorrect, Mark, because there is an escape if you're a guest. If you're the owner, there's no escape at all, because Mark always took Sundays off, and I would work Sundays, and we had this woman come in, and she started singing, and she would just go slightly flat. And anyone will tell you, sharp is better than flat, because flat like hurts like nails on a chalkboard, and you're mildly embarrassed because it's such... Because the thing about an intimate venue, you're like right there, and you smile and pretend like you like it. You wonder if they know they're going flat.
Actually, sometimes you just walk up to them and you go, could you stop singing, please? Stop.
And as the owner, you're like, I really wanted to, on the girl's first break, say, you know, here's your money. You don't have to pay anymore. You just have pay in full. Just, speakers broke. Oh, power failure. You know? But I wasn't thinking fast.
I'll do an acoustical set.
I let her go on to the second set, and I did put an early stop. I was like, you know, we're going to end music early tonight, because in the second set, she not only sang flat, she sang The Girl from Ipanema flat.
It sounded a little bit more like The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There is no worse oral, A-U-R-A-L, torture than hearing The Girl from Ipanema sung off-key. Oh, my. Oh, and she also, she's a white girl, right? And she tried to do, like, the bossa nova thing, and so she sang in Portuguese a little bit. Oh, my. Oh, my. Stop doing that. If you can't speak Portuguese, don't speak Portuguese. And don't sing in Portuguese. That was really bad.
Well, you know, but music in restaurants is usually an undertone. And what we want to listen to in a restaurant, I think, for the most part, is something that just makes us feel good in the background. And that's certainly what we try and do in our restaurant.
I love Thelonious Monk. Think he's great. Do I want to? Does he aid the digestion? No.
Hey, I mean that's happened too. You get the wrong sound and the wrong beat of a drum in the background, and it's not something you want to be eating to.
Hey, listen, we have a musician coming up whose music is always right on the money with Jackie Naylor. I mean, whether you're focusing on the music or focusing on dinner when you play her recorded, it's really tremendous stuff.
Or whether you're just sitting around the house on a lazy Sunday afternoon, she is awesome. It is awesome to listen to her music. Later on in the show, you know, Francis and I are going to play a little bit of her music so that you can really get a feel for this new jazz musician. And I think really picked up people like Billie Holiday and the like and brought it to this next generation.
You know, one of the things that I think is very interesting where restaurants can really go wrong. And there are restaurants, frankly, there are restaurants in New Brunswick that are trying to do this. And they're walking, it's a very dangerous game.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to work in a bar where it would get to be 11 o'clock, 11:30, most of the diners would leave. And the bar would stay open until 2 or 3 in the morning. And we would we'd throw in Etta James, Seven-Year Itch. You know, Atlantic Rhythm and Blues collections. You know, we'd turn the volume up a little bit. And it still sort of made sense from where we came from.
Right.
But a lot of restaurants, when they get into trouble, they want to appeal to like a late-night young dance club crowd, and it's very hard. I've been in some bars, I sympathize with what they're trying to do, because you have this bar that you're paying rent on, this liquor license that you're paying off, this debt service that you're paying off, and the restaurant business sort of winds down at, especially in Jersey, at 10, 11, 11:30.
But don't switch too early.
And a lot of restaurants want to come to take over this like youth dance club blaring DJ can't hear, and I've been in a number of these places when they make the switch over. And, you know, the four 40-year-old lingering couples, like, run for the door.
They just got to get out the door as quickly as possible. Because that music and a lot of that temperament is not conducive to a dinner party.
Well, and frankly, I'm 40. I can't. If you're next to me, I can't have to yell at you for you to hear me. I never was really into that. But if I'm going out to dance, you're going out to dance. It's very hard to have the disco ball come down in the regular restaurant and walk that line. So it's something you need to be very careful about. And how many times have you been in a restaurant and all of a sudden the music comes up, like, and what that says to me is get out.
Right, and that's exactly what it says. It says get out or start dancing, but stop eating.
Well, someone whose music that always says stay is Jackie Naylor. We're going to be talking with her in the next segment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:15. Hey, you're back with the Restaurant Guys, Mark Pascal and Francis Schott from Stage Left and Catherine Lombardi Restaurants in downtown New Brunswick. And today our guest is Jackie Naylor. Jackie Naylor has been called the new voice of jazz by Vogue. Jazz Times writes, in the never-ending Next Big Thing sweepstakes, bet on Jackie Naylor. She's a tremendous and tremendously versatile singer-songwriter with four albums to her credit, and the most recent of which is called Jackie Naylor Live East West, recorded at Yoshi's in Oakland and Birdland in New York City. And now what, you may ask out there in listener land, is the connection between Jackie Naylor and the Restaurant Guys, and why would she agree to come on our show? To the second question, I have no answer, but as to the first, you know, there was a time when we'd venture out to see live music performed at reasonable volume in a venue smaller than a sports arena, and in these venues, we'd call them joints. Artists performed, and we listened while we sipped our Manhattans or digested our beefs Wellington, and music in such a venue, live music, original music, and real music was an intimate part of our lives and something we shared together like cocktails and food. I've had the great fortune to see Jackie Naylor perform in similar settings on several occasions, and while each and every one of her albums is extraordinary, to see and hear her live is to have your heart broken several times in one evening. Hi, Jackie.
Hi. What's quite an intro.
Jackie, welcome to the show.
I had to figure
out
how to bring it on the flimsiest of pretexts, how to bring you into the show to talk to you about your music.
That was lovely.
And I think I've succeeded.
You have.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, Jackie, I've seen you perform a number of times live, and I've seen you perform in small venues while people sort of drink cocktails. Is that's a very different way of performing. It's a very different way of experiencing music than most people do these days. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think there should always be cocktails.
You and I would get along just fine, Jackie Naylor.
In general, I do. I mean, I think that people should be, as whatever that means for them, I think as relaxed as possible when they're listening to music. And I love a very intimate setting. You know, however that can be created, you know, even if I'm trying to create that in a large venue, I think that's always what we're trying to, we want people to feel like I'm singing just for them. And I want to be able to feel like I'm communicating with them. So beverages help.
I'll tell you, Jackie, we've been playing your music in the restaurant for years and years now. And it's one of those kind of melodious styles that I think everybody enjoys, and I think is great to have dinner over and have a few cocktails over.
You know, but I think that what's interesting is we always play music that, you know, you don't necessarily have to listen to it if you're sitting in the restaurant and listen, but if you turn your attention to it, it's really great. You do some interesting things. You play both standard songs from the American Songbook from a lot of different eras, and you write your own music. I mean, how do you blend all of that together successfully?
Well, you know, I think because I come out of jazz and I was trained as a jazz singer, I think that I kind of approach, I don't think necessarily in categories. I think I just sort of take whoever I am to what I'm doing. So whether it's a Cole Porter tune or it's a song I'm writing or it's Led Zeppelin, you know, it's all sort of about just bringing me to the song and letting the band be who they are in the song, too. That's kind of a big piece of it. So it's just about picking tunes that I love or writing a tune that I love. And then me as the singer or us as the band, right, we approach that tune in the way that we would approach it. So hopefully there's some cohesiveness, and yet, you know, I'm honored to hear that you're hearing the interesting things that we're doing, so that, you know, there's some continuity, but also some oddities.
To speak of interesting things, Jackie, to hear, to be at a sophisticated venue and to be listening to a jazz singer break into a Led Zeppelin tune is really quite disconcerting. And
it's
yet
amazing that we haven't been thrown out. That's what we always say.
You do pull it off, though, I got to tell you, like nobody else.
Now, what is this acoustic smashing that is a term you coined, is it not?
It is. It is. We had to name it, and that was fun in and of itself. The options were many. The idea is that we basically are singing. I'm singing one tune, and the guys are playing a whole nother tune.
Yeah, they're integrated, like Cole Porter over Led Zeppelin kind of thing.
Correct, exactly. Or like we do.
That's a little bizarre. You know that, right, Jack?
It's a little bizarre. we're having fun with it. Like we do Black Coffee over a Led Zeppelin tune, Moby Dick, actually. And so it is a little bizarre. And they're playing one whole tune. They're playing the whole tune, and I'm singing a whole tune. So it's not a medley, and it's not a sampling. It's that the actual chord progressions go together. And And we have a, you know, we have a lot of fun sort of coming up with those. And it becomes a new way to arrange music for us. It was just one more way to, you know, it's sort of like saying, okay, should we do this Latin or should we do this as a, you know, as a bossa or should we do this as a jazz swing tune? And it's like, oh, or should we mix it with another tune entirely? And when we have that option and it's good, which, you know, sometimes we do that and it's bad.
And we don't record those.
We hope that you don't record those,
yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I've seen this live, and it's disconcerting because you're like, what the heck are they? That, oh, wow, that works. And it's absolutely beautiful. Our guest is Jackie Naylor. You can go to JackieNaylor.com. We're going to link to her website if you go to our website. She has four albums, and you should buy every one, and you should see her whenever she comes to New York. We're going to close out this segment and just listen to a little bit of Blue Skies, sung by Jackie Naylor, which is an Irving Berlin song from back in 1927. Here listening in 2005. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys.
Blue skies smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see. There were blue birds singing a song. Nothing but blue birds from now on. Never saw the sun shining so bright. Never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by when you're in love. Oh, how they fly. Oh, blue days, all of them gone. Nothing but a blue skies from now on.
Are you listening to The Restaurant Guys? Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:25.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
You're back with the Restaurant Guys, Mark Pascal and Francis Schott. Today we have a very interesting guest, Jackie Naylor, who's been called the new voice of jazz by Vogue, who's a jazz musician and been known to frequent restaurants and nightclubs.
We wanted to get Jackie on the show so badly, we just came up with any pretext to get her on the Restaurant Guys radio show. But I've seen you, Jackie, over dinner a number of times. And I actually first saw you when I was a very strange set of circumstances. I was at a bullfight in Madrid, and a friend of mine said,
You're a bullfighter, Jackie?
I know.
It's very impressive.
You should see her in that Matador outfit.
Quite the resume.
Yes, that's very good.
But I was at a bullfight in Madrid, and a friend of mine whom I was there with said, listen, afterwards I've been invited to dinner at the house of the Marquis de Grignan. He's a winemaker. Do you want to come? And I said, sure, you know. Anytime I'm invited to dinner with royalty, I take the invitation. And I show up, and there you were, Jackie, and you had dinner, and then you got up and sang for us afterward, accompanied by a local classic Spanish guitarist. How the heck did that? First of all, I'm wondering how I got there, and secondly, how did you get there?
It is, it was sort of this very surreal thing, right? I mean, I felt like that. A friend of mine from California, who is actually a chef, was doing a video program,
right,
there on Spain, and so as part of that, and he's friends with the Marquis, and so he said, can you come over? There's going to be a dinner. Can you come and sing for him and his guests? And I said, well, that would be a pleasure. As you did, I said, huh, okay.
Dinner with royalty? Well, I could clear my calendar for that.
And we stayed there. You know, I stayed there for almost a week, which was incredible. I had one rehearsal with, we literally found that guitarist the day before in Madrid, and I had a long rehearsal with him. And then he was an excellent guitarist to be able to sort of grasp that material quickly. And then he came in, and we got to play that wonderful, it was just a very magical evening, I felt like, you know, where people were sort of after dinner having scotch and cigars and enjoying the evening in this beautifully lit old space.
But in the private house of the Marquis.
But honestly, that's one of the things that I've always enjoyed about your music is how intimate it is, and whether you're at the house of the Marquis de Grignan or you're at a little nightclub in New York City or you're listening to it in your living room, you feel like it's this intimate experience with the performer, and I think that those are the performers that I most enjoy.
Well, thank you. And again, that's really is what matters to me most. Is it should be like a conversation, you know? It should be like a date.
Your music is so much like a conversation, and especially the way that you phrase things. And I want to talk more about that and play a little more of your music after the news. Our guest today is Jackie Naylor. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:30.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys. I'm Mark Pascal with my partner, Francis Schott. Together, we own Stage Left Restaurant in New Brunswick, New Jersey, as well as Catherine Lombardi in New Brunswick, New Jersey. We're here to give you the inside track on food, wine, and the finer things in life. You can listen to us every day from 11 to noon. Reach us through restaurantguysradio.com. Download our podcasts from iTunes. And today, we are talking with one of the finest things in life, one of our favorite jazz singers, Jackie Naylor.
Jackie Naylor has been called the new voice of jazz by Vogue magazine, and the Jazz Times writes, in the never-ending Next Big Thing sweepstakes, bet on Jackie Naylor, and we are placing our bets firmly on Jackie Naylor. Jackie, before the break, you were talking about your approach to music and your approach to jazz, and you said it should be like a date. It should be like a conversation. And one of the most interesting things about your music is you have some of the most sophisticated phrasing. It's just, it's magical. I mean, do you do that consciously? Is that a very important part of the music to you?
It's funny. It's a very, in a way, a very subconscious thing, I think, which, I don't know, maybe that's a good thing. I'm not thinking about it too much, but people do comment on it a lot, which is interesting to me.
Well, it's conversational. It's the, you know.
It does feel like you're on a date with you. It feels like you're having a conversation with you. And just the way that you put, I mean, it's the same words, but where the words fall in the syllables is amazing. And you also do another thing in a number of your albums, something that Billie Holiday was known to do, that when she sort of, I think, blazed a trail, was she would come at a song straight and sing it straight and then come back and do it again and twist it up a little bit. I mean, is that something that you do consciously?
Well, two things there. One is that it is conscious, definitely an effort on my part to sing the song as it was written, sort of as a respect to not only jazz singers that have come before me, but also to the writers of the tune. So there's a way. The other person that did that was Ella, certainly. And
yeah.
I think it's really important for someone to know how the tune goes, you know, to know how it was written and what the intention of the artist. So to sing the melody anyway, no matter what's going on, you know, underneath. So there's that. And then the other piece about phrasing that I wanted to say was that one of the most sort of powerful experiences I had, I used to sing in a gospel choir. I was the light-skinned girl, they called me, which is pretty funny. I said, it's okay, you can call me white. We all know.
Uh-huh.
But they finally, after a number of years, had given me a solo, and I sang my solo, and I did all my best little jazz things, and they were very unimpressed. And they said, you know, I said, what? What is it? And they said, well, you know, if you can really sing it like you mean it, that's gonna be the thing that wins people's hearts.
Jackie,
and, yes,
that's a lesson you learned really well.
it really, and they also said if you could sing louder, that would be good, which I couldn't do. But there was definitely something about don't say the phrase until you can mean it. And so that was a big lesson. And so there may be times when I sing something a phrase very quickly because that's how I'm thinking of it. Or it may be that I lay back on the phrase because it doesn't feel real yet to me. There's no reason yet to say the line.
You know, I love, there's one song in particular that really illustrates the stuff that I'm talking about. When you do Love Me or Leave Me, and you come at it straight the first time, and you come back at it a second time, and you nailerize the phrasing. Can we listen to that for just a moment?
Sure.
Okay, great. Let's listen to that.
Love me or leave me, let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might think that nighttime's the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I'm not gonna borrow. To have it today, make me give it back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me and let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You're my thing, but nighttime's the right time for kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. Cause there'll be no one unless that someone is you. It's true, I'd rather be independent of blue. Cause I want your love, but I'm not gonna borrow. Just I have it today, make me give it back tomorrow. For my love is your love, there's no love for nobody.
Wow, Jackie, that was really sophisticated and amazing.
Oh my God.
We have with us Jackie Naylor, and that was just really extraordinary.
Well, thank you.
That phrasing is really super sophisticated and interesting the other way around. Is it that you try and sort of let people know what the tune is all about straight in the first part, and then in the second part you take a little liberties with it?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Do you find that when you perform in a small venue, like a club where people are having cocktails or having, you know, beef Wellington or their rubbery chicken, that it changes how you perform? How much do you react to the audience?
I react a fair amount. I mean, I definitely, at this point, mostly perform only in places where people are relatively quiet, although my joke about Live East West, you know, has been that because it's Birdland and Yoshi's in Oakland. And,
right.
And Yoshi's being a Japanese restaurant and Birdland being the jazz club in New York. And, you know, people say, well, why is the Yoshi's side a little bit quieter? It seems like it's a quieter CD. And I said, well, you know, they're using chopsticks instead of knives and forks. So, and it's true. I mean, it really is. There's just subtle, like, just the background noise. We're doing, you know, the same kinds of music, but it's a different kind of vibe. So, you know, it makes a difference in terms of those kinds of background sounds, but unless people are, you know, I like people to be having a good time. And so whether that's over a great meal or a great bottle of wine or whether, you know, they're listening totally intently and not doing anything else, as long as they're comfy and happy, you know, then they're going to be quiet. So,
yeah.
And they're going to be enjoying it. As long as they're peaceful, I'm happy.
Do you find that sometimes people are rude and just get louder than they should be and impinge on other people being able to listen to you?
It does. That happens sometimes. You know, we just came off of a long tour, of which I had, of course, seen you guys in the beginning of that at Blue Note, New York, and then we went on the road. And we were in Philadelphia, and we were in a club, and it was the best club in Philadelphia, but it was quite loud, and people were kind of unruly. And then you had this segment of the people who were really trying to listen.
It's Philadelphia. What do you expect?
What are you going to say?
You know, I had
animals, and they were told by the management to be sort of, you know, to keep it down, and they did. And sometimes people just need to be sort of, you know, guided in the right direction.
I had an interesting experience. It takes a lot of guts. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to sing on stage, but it takes a lot of guts to sing on stage in a small venue like that. I remember I had the great good fortune to see Carmen McRae at the very Note club where I saw you, the Blue Note, just recently. And I was, you know, she was on the stage and the table went right up to her feet, and I was, you know, four seats away from Carmen McRae's shoe, you know?
Wow.
And she was amazed. It was about 2 years before she passed away, I think. And there was a gentleman next to us who was just talking to his date, and I almost clobbered him. I was like, this is Carmen McRae.
Yeah, I think sometimes people don't understand that, A, they're disrespecting the performer, but they're also affecting everybody else in the club who's come to a place like
that
in order to listen to the performer.
You know, I think it's great, though, that you do perform in venues like this because, you know, we always, Mark and I always talk about restaurants and bars and clubs as being a locus of community.
It's so intimate.
A place where people come together. And, you know, people should come together over food and wine, but to come together over your music and maybe have dinner before and cocktails after. And, you know, when I saw you at the Blue Note, I went upstairs and introduced myself,
which
was great. And you either remembered me from Spain or pretended to. Either way, I'm happy. either way,
I did remember you.
Oh, did you? Okay, good. Well, understandable, of course, but I would have understood if you had not otherwise.
Yeah, it's your radio show. She's got to say that, Francis. Okay?
I can pod down her mic if she says the wrong thing. Well, our guest today is Jackie Naylor. We're going to tell you how to buy Jackie Naylor albums. We're going to link her website to ours at restaurantguysradio.com, and you should pick up every single one of the albums. Don't do them one at a time. Trust us. And you should play them while having great food. And if you own a restaurant, you should buy them and play them in the restaurant. We'll be talking more with her about jazz and restaurants and how our community comes together over the finer things in life in just a moment. You're listening to The Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:45.
Central Jersey Talk Radio, Central Jersey 1450, WCTC with the Restaurant Guys. Call them now at 732-545-9282. 732-545-9282.
Back with the Restaurant Guys, Mark Pascal and Francis Shaw. Today, we have a very special guest, jazz musician Jackie Naylor, who has just off air shared a special little story with us that we'd like to share with everybody.
Mark said to me, he said, Francis, I swear to God, I thought you were going to say that it was a great album to have sex over. And I said, you know, I thought about it. Now, Jackie, what was your input on that?
My input was that I have people say that to me. They come up to me, you know, when I'm signing CDs afterwards. So there's like a line of people, you know, there.
Uh-huh.
And they'll come up and say, you know, we just want to tell you, the first time, you know, we ever slept together, we were listening to your album. And it's just like, you know, you just want to sign your name on their CD and then have them get out of there, you know. Like,
you know,
well,
no,
thank you very much for that. Wow.
Actually, you know what's coming, though, don't you, Jackie?
I'm sorry?
You know what's coming, though, don't you?
I know.
Like 7 years from now, they're going to bring up their kid and be like, we'd like you to meet Stanley.
Great.
Jack, if it weren't for you, Stanley wouldn't be here.
I told you.
I'll do a children's album. It'll be great.
I think that making the children's album is what you're doing.
I told you your music was intimate, Jackie. I meant it.
Holy cow. Now, you perform your own songs, like Shelter, right, is a song that you wrote. Your album Shelter is my favorite of all your albums.
Thank you. It's one of my favorites too.
Oh my God! And that's an original composition. You're a singer songwriter, and you'll do your own songs as well as the songs of others, from like In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning and I Cover the Waterfront to Led Zeppelin.
It's such a great mix of music.
Yeah.
I mean,
yet it all makes sense together. What binds it all together in the final product that's, you know, says Jackie Naylor, sexy girl singer.
Well, I think that there's one of the things when we do a CD, like we're working on a new one actually that you guys will of course get a signed copy of.
Super.
This idea of coming up with a kind of a concept for a CD. I mean, I think a CD should be sort of like a very cohesive kind of set. So, for instance, with Shelter, you know, there's some things on that album like that sort of slowed down version of Miss You, right, by the Rolling Stones.
Oh yeah.
So we sort of take, you know, there's things that are related about that, about Shelter and Miss You, and there's a tune on there, I Remember You, and there's this thing about kind of learning what love is.
Hey, let's learn a little about what love is from Jackie Naylor right now. Let's listen to a little piece of the song Shelter, which is the title track of the album of the same name.
You're listening to the Restaurant Guys live with Jackie Naylor. Jackie, that song gives me goosebumps.
Well, thank you.
You broke my heart one more time, Jackie. you keep doing that.
We'll have to send you some really up happy tunes soon.
Yeah, I like me having my heart broken, though.
That's not what he meant by how his heart's broken, Jackie.
I didn't know what to say.
How did you get into this? How did you wind up? I mean, this is a change of career for you. You were a marketing executive, right?
Yes, I was doing marketing and advertising, and and pretty happy doing that. I mean, not doing music, it's a pretty good gig to be doing.
Sure, marketing executive, jazz musician.
I get that.
Slash. You put a slash between that. Marketing executive,
right,
jazz
that's
musician.
Right.
I think there are lots of marketing executives who dream of being jazz musicians. How did you actually make it happen to where you're recording albums at Birdland?
Well, I had a wonderful teacher who was very, very supportive, and I was just sort of seeing her as it was a hobby. You know, I just sort of had always wanted to sing and thought that would be a great sort of elective to do. And she said, you know, I think I had gone in for about maybe two lessons, and she says, I think you're a singer. And I said, oh, well, that's good. And she goes, no, I mean, I really think you're a singer, and you should be doing this for for a living, you know?
Jackie, I think you're a singer. I'm sure of it now.
I can only imagine what would have happened if you had taken up model airplanes, what you would be what would be flying around the sky.
That's a very funny
Jackie thing. When are you coming back to New York?
Well, I'm actually going to come for a short visit in November, mm-hmm. but not just a performance for some good friends of mine for a birthday, which I'm really excited about.
When can the public see you in New York next?
The public can see me again, probably not until the springtime when the new CD comes out.
And you can find out all about that when you go to Jackie Naylor's website, when you click through our website, restaurantguysradio.com, and subscribe to her mailing list like we do.
And if you stumble into Stage Left, maybe you'll see Jackie sitting at one of our tables.
It would be a pleasure.
We can only hope. I'd like to have you break my heart in person. Anyway, thanks so much, Jackie, for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been swell. You are listening to The Restaurant Guys, Francis and Mark, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 11:55. You're back for The Restaurant Guys, Mark and Francis, and our guest today was Jackie Naylor, one of the most interesting jazz singers. She's not that well known. She doesn't get a lot of airplay.
She's a new generation, though. There's you know, we talked about Ella and some of the other jazz musicians and Billie Holiday of years gone by. She's really the new generation.
And she, you know, the thing is, I think a lot of people have a misguided view of a jazz singer as someone who just sings old songs. Mm-hmm. She sings songs from the American Songbook, but like any musician, like any jazz musician, a vocalist is truly a musician and reinterprets those songs and brings new musicianship to an old standard. And she also writes her own songs and she puts things together in unique ways. Really tremendous. You can go to our website. You can link through ours, Jackie Naylor. It's just a weird spelling of the name. So go to our website, restaurantguysradio.com, and we'll hook you up and you should buy her CDs. She also performs around a lot, and to see her live is just incredible.
Especially those intimate little settings. And I know I keep using the word intimate in this show today, but that's exactly what it feels like when first of all, you can go see her in an intimate setting. But sit and listen to her music and sit in a nice, cozy armchair or sit and have dinner on a great date. And it's intimate. That's the type of music that it is.
Or have sex.
Stop it.
That's what she said. People have sex during music. I can see why. Now, the time that I met her, the first time I met her was, as we discussed earlier in the show, I got invited to this crazy dinner at the house of the Marquis de Grignon, whom I didn't know, but who was a friend of a friend. And she had been invited there because he was a friend of a friend. And that was a tremendous way to come together, and I found myself, because I speak Spanish and English, not only was I there as a hanger-on who had no business being there, but I wound up interpreting, because I speak Spanish and English, I sat next to some people,
You just wheedle your way
can. So fortunate.
Just stick me, let me see if I can get in here somehow.
And the most interesting conversation I had
I speak Spanish.
I was talking to this woman, and I said to her in Spanish, I said, So how do you know the Marquis? Because she had been talking to the woman across from me, and I was translating. I said, well, so how do you know the Marquis? And she said, I am the cousin of the king. And I said, oh, then I guess your families go back a long way then. And indeed, they did go back a long way.
We don't do the king thing here.
No,
right?
I'm not into kings, but it's fun to visit. Always have dinner with a king if they invite you. All I had was a marquee. I'm still working on it. Hey, I hope you've enjoyed the hour with the Restaurant Guys. Go out and buy Jackie Naylor's album, Eat Well, Do Good. We'll see you tomorrow.
The album that's out right now, Jackie Naylor Live East West, just got it.
I'm Francis Schott.
And I'm Mark Pascal.
We are the Restaurant Guys, Central Jersey, 1450. The time is 12 noon.